Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Center, right now it is 33 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump spending a couple of hours on the phone with Russian leader Vladimir Putin Tuesday.
President Trump and Ukraine had agreed to a full 30-day ceasefire with Russia, and they went back to Vladimir Putin, and what they got instead from Putin is an agreement to pause strikes on Ukraine's energy infrastructure for 30 days. It is still significant. It's the first time that the Kremlin has agreed to limit its strikes on Ukraine.
ABC News foreign correspondent Patrick Reeval. A federal judge ruling that Elon Musk's attempt to unilaterally dismantle the U.S. Agency for International Development likely violated the United States Constitution. Three cops shot in Pueblo, Colorado Tuesday night. The first shot while responding to a separate incident. Others responding to that also wounded. All officers in stable condition at hospitals. National Archives releasing thousands of pages of declassified records related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in 1963. Dave, this is ABC News. Most major tech companies take a couple of days out of the year to host a conference for tech developers, and this week it was NVIDIA's turn.
NVIDIA's GTC conference this year is a good place to get a glimpse of where artificial intelligence technology is likely to go next, says Wedbush Securities tech analyst Dan Ives.
A lot of talk about autonomous, a lot of talk about robotics.
To that point, NVIDIA is announcing an expanded partnership with carmaker General Motors to help with manufacturing and autonomous vehicle technology.
This is really NVIDIA basically building out GM's self-driving efforts.
Mike Dabosky, ABC News.
Some economic relief for shoppers in Alabama could be on the way. House lawmakers in the state have advanced a series of tax cuts, including a 1% reduction in the food sales tax. Another bill would allow people 65 and older to withdraw more money from retirement accounts without paying state income tax. The bills now go to the Alabama Senate. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today, windy with rain developing this morning, then turning to wet snow this afternoon. 1 to 3 inches of snow possible by late afternoon, and a high of 41 with temperatures falling today. Our winds will increase from 15 to 25 with gusts 40 to 45 miles per hour later today. This evening, windy and colder with snow ending by late evening. Another 1 to 2 inches possible, a low of 24. A winter weather advisory has been issued for Vernon County from noon until 10 tonight, and then a wind advisory for the rest of the area this afternoon through late tonight. For tomorrow, lots of sunshine but cool, a high of 40, and Friday a high of 50 with a 40% chance of a scattered light rain in the afternoon. Saturday up to 38 with some very light snow late, and Sunday 43 with again intermittent rain and snow. Sounds like kind of a March mess. Right now, west to northwest winds are 10 to 12 miles per hour. A 39-degree high earlier this morning. We are down to the current mark, which is the overnight low so far this morning. It is 33 degrees. And now we officially begin our broadcast day here at WRCO.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
We start the day in a positive way. That was Jim Reeves in the Garden. Before that, our national anthem performed by Michael Austin. And here we are, together again, Wednesday, March 19th. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail. It was an uneventful commute from the town of Sextonville today, but it sounds like it could be a little bit more eventful event when I head on home with the Mighty Vibe later today. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Sounds kind of nasty there. A spring storm. It's not officially a spring storm, but very close, right? Looks like we're going to be in for some rain and some snow and some wind and things like that. We'll let you know if there are any weather-related announcements today. There could be, especially later today, it seems. So, yeah, it's the way it goes in March. The last couple of days have been pretty nice, though. It looks like the next several will be a little bit on the iffy side. And I was talking to a coach a couple of days ago that coaches a spring sport, and they were talking about being out and practicing on the first day of practice. And sometimes that happens. They might not be out playing in the fields the next few days. Anyway, I know there are some scrimmages scheduled for Saturday and next Tuesday as well. I would say those are a little iffy, too. Well, let's start those chores, shall we? There are the Oak Ridge Boys.
And wonder just how sweet it would be. But baby, I got lucky when I met you that night. Now you'll always have this promise from me.
No matter how high I get, I'll always look up. must confess, I'll always look up to you, no matter how high I get.
Up here on the mountain, it gets crazy sometimes. So crazy I don't know what to do. When I've had it up to here with all of their lies, I can count on you to tell me the truth.
No matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one, I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you, no matter how high. Been there for me, baby. I must confess, I'll always look up to you, no matter how high.
Zella Lair on WRCL and Feeding the Fire. Second Harvest Mobile Food Pantry will be in Gaze Mills today from 1:30 until 3, located at 212 Main Street. And Community Congregational Church in Lone Rock will host a pancake supper this evening. That happens from 4 until 6:30. Holy Cross St. Barnabas Parish in Mazamani will have another rummage sale coming up Thursday from 8 to 6, 8 to 5 Friday, Saturday from 8 until noon.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Las comunidades fuertes comienzan con hogares fuertes. Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin trabaja para revitalizar vecindarios a través del apoyo en vivienda, programas comunitarios y recursos financieros. Estamos comprometidos con hacer de nuestras comunidades un mejor lugar para vivir, trabajar y crecer. Únase con nosotros para construir un futuro mejor. Llama al 608-647-4949 hoy mismo. Stronger communities start with strong homes. Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is working to revitalize neighborhoods through housing support, community programs, and financial resources. We're committed to making our communities a better place to live, work, and grow. Join us in building a brighter future. Call 608-647-4949 today.
Explore Boscobel, Wisconsin's top outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services, including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. If it's here, it's for sale at J&J Recycling and Salvage. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 1-800-362-3500 for Herculift in Boscobel.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Jimmy Butler had 24 points, 8 rebounds, and 10 assists, and the Golden State Warriors beat the Milwaukee Bucks 104-93. Kyle Kuzma made 5 three-pointers and scored 22, and Giannis Antetokounmpo added 20, but it wasn't enough last night for the Bucks. Elsewhere, Atlanta over Charlotte 134-102, Boston 104, Brooklyn 96, and the Clippers over Cleveland 132-119. Well, the play-in game, the first four game played in the NCAA tournament last night, R.J. Davis scored 26 and 6 of 6 from three-point range to help North Carolina silence some skeptics with a 95-68 victory over San Diego State in their first four matchup. Elsewhere, yesterday in NHL action, it was Washington 4-1 over Detroit, the Islanders 4-2 over Pittsburgh, Montreal 6, Ottawa 3, Calgary 2-1 over the Rangers, St. Louis 4, Nashville 1, Dallas 4-3 over Anaheim in overtime, Seattle 6, Chicago 2, Edmonton 7-1 over Utah, and Vancouver 6-2 over Winnipeg. It looks like the Packers have picked up a wide receiver kick returner, Mecole Hardman. He has agreed to a one-year deal with the Packers. He is famous for catching a pass from Patrick Mahomes to give the Chiefs a victory in the Super Bowl over the 49ers. In overtime, that was couple of years ago, 2023. Some notes on today, sports-wise, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
The Aerobic Polka is next to officially start your day. It's sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness journey with Supps, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the Supps difference today. Always fueling local athletes. Call 800-968-0993 Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
All right, get ready, get set. Here we go, the aerobic polka. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Lassen, wo ich mit meinem letzten Geld Blumen hab für dich bestellt. Weil du bist hier nicht gekommen, hab ich sie vom Hut genommen. Ihre Käppi abgerissen und zum Fenster rausgeschmissen. Annalisa, ach Annalisa, wenn wärst du dann endlich gescheit? Annalisa, ach Annalisa, nachher bleibst du bei mich, ja vielleicht.
You bet, boys!
Bill Geitschel and Annalisa. Some of the songs these kids sing these days, it's hard to understand the lyrics. But there you go, the aerobic polka for you. And now a cool down waltz with John Conley.
Making money at 30 with a wife and a son. Then a short 5 years later, it all comes undone. She's gone back to mama with the boy by her side. Now I'm wine drunk and running with them on my mind. I'm on the backside of 30 and back on my own. An empty apartment don't feel like a home. On the backside of 30, the short side. Dawn Monday morning, and I just called in sick. I skipped work last Friday to drink this month's rent. And when my friends ask me, I tell them I'm fine, but my eyes tell a story.
Keep you posted on that forecast for today, which is a little bit iffy to say the least. Windy with rain developing this morning, then turning to wet snow this afternoon. 1 to 3 inches of snow possible by late afternoon. Additionally, maybe another inch or so tonight. Right now, we're looking at 24 this evening, and then tomorrow, lots of sunshine and 40. A winter weather advisory in Vernon County from noon until 10 p.m. tonight. Otherwise, a wind advisory for the rest of us. It'll be a little windy today, later on. That's what you need to know weather-wise today on the Light the Milk Cow Show, powered by Brouhaha Roasters.
Dream baby got me dreaming sweet dreams.
Glenn Campbell on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Our temperature is at 33 degrees. The time is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
A new administration, a new look at WOTUS. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The U.S. EPA has started the process to revamp the Waters of the United States rule. Kira Hart reports from an EPA roundtable near St. Louis.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin told a group of Missouri farmers there's one way the new Waters of the United States rule will hold the test of time.
S-A-C-K-E-T-T. It is a clear, simple, prescriptive definition.
Osage County, Missouri producer Chris Brundick told Zeldin he's skeptical about how the administration will create a definition that won't ping-pong between administrations. But Brundick tells Brownfield,
if he can get these rules made permanent, then it shouldn't be adjusted. They'll be permanent, and that's exactly what we're looking for. Have been looking for that for the last many administrations.
Zeldin says he wants the WOTUS revamp to take months, not years. He says the Trump administration is trying to shorten the rulemaking process at the Office of Management and Budget to get work done faster. Reporting from Chesterfield, Missouri, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
The USDA is releasing the first $10 billion in emergency commodity assistance program funds starting today. In a call with reporters yesterday, USDA's Deputy Undersecretary Brooke Appleton says this is part of the $30 billion in ad hoc and disaster relief assistance authorized through the American Relief Act.
This is kind of the first step of that. There's another a little over $20 billion that we are working through to provide disaster assistance for weather events for calendar years 23 and 24.
She says assistance will be based on planted and prevented plant acres for eligible commodities in the 2024 cropping year.
Once you submit your application into either the FSA office or online, once FSA processes the application, then you can expect to see payments being directly deposited into bank accounts. We say on average it will take 3 business days.
The deadline to sign up for assistance is August 15th. The director of the National Agricultural Law Center says several lawsuits around the U.S. president's ability to impound congressionally approved funds could reshape agriculture. Harrison Pittman says modern agriculture relies on a close relationship with the federal government.
In 2024, more than 40% of producer income came from the federal government.
He tells Brownfield the Trump administration's recent actions of cutting or freezing promised funds brings that relationship into question. An ag economist says he does not expect any policy changes from the Federal Reserve during the March meeting this week. University of Missouri's Ben Brown says several recent economic reports indicated weaker conditions. He says it's likely interest rate cuts will occur later in the year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hello, this is Tim Slack, Tim Slack Auction Realty LLC in Lancaster with sale results and upcoming events. Come buy your hay now. Large squares topped $175 a ton and rounds at $80 a ton. Wet hay was cheap. Our next online auction ends Wednesday, March 19th, 6 p.m. at soft close. We need mowers, tillers, and so on for our big spring sale in April. Call 608-723-4020 for details. This is Tim Slack. Have a great day.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
quiet day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day firm. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It was an unsurprisingly quiet Tuesday for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids were elusive. Asking prices were at $205 plus live in the south, but were not established in the north. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. At the Tri-State Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers under 600 pounds were $10 higher, and steers that weighed more than 600 pounds were $2 to $8 higher. Heifers under 650 pounds were $10 higher, and heifers more than 650 pounds were $2 to $4 higher. The USDA says there was a light test for the market, but demand was good. Feeder supply included 53% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 574 to 592 pounds, brought $355 to $369.50. Feeder steers, 664 to 665 pounds, brought $323 to $329. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 653 to 669 pounds, brought $299 to $303. Box beef closed higher on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up 216 at 323.32. Select closed $1.33 higher at 309.23. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up about 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed firm with a large negotiated run. Processors were more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move numbers needed to meet the increase in slaughter pace. The industry is somewhat optimistic that domestic demand for pork could see a bump as it remains a more competitively priced protein. Global demand has been strong for U.S. pork, but continued trade tensions with some of the industry's largest purchasers does create additional volatility to the market. Bears and gilts at the national daily direct were 23 cents higher with a weighted average of 88.28. No comparison at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt was 16 cents higher. Both had weighted averages of 88.21. Pork values closed sharply lower, down 201 at 95.64. Bellies dropped nearly $11 Tuesday. And estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down nearly 2,500 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were a mix, waiting on the week's direct business to develop. And lean hog futures closed lower on profit-taking with pork week at midday. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest-performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down, watching harvest activity in South America. May was 2¾ lower at 10.12¾. July was down 2¾ at 10.26½. Corn was mixed, watching development weather in Argentina and Brazil. May was down 2¼ at 4.58¾, and July corn was 2 lower at 4.68. Live and feeder cattle were mixed, getting ready for direct business. April live was up 35 at 205.37. June was down 7 at 201. April feeders were up 35 at 284.55. And hogs were mixed on spread trade, the week midday pork, and some profit taken in the nearbys. April was down 47 at 87.60. May was $1.25 lower at 90.20. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Tips for communicating better on the farm. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling. Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Unless you're the only person living and working on your farm, you will be talking to others about how that farm should operate. Colleen Carlson is a University of Minnesota Extension educator who says a fair amount of that talking happens between farming spouses.
Sometimes men can become very defensive, as well as women, and they walk away. And why do they walk away? Because they're large and in charge, because they feel like they're not being heard, because they're right all the time. And really, they want a win-lose relationship. If that person wins, then the other one has to lose, as opposed to what is the collaboration? What is the best outcome that we can make for our farm today, our family today, given the current situation?
Then, says Carlson, there's the intergenerational form of communication, often colored by age and experience.
The silent baby boomer generation, hard work and sacrifice, they expect loyalty and they will conform. Whereas the millennials, they want technology to do some of the work. They have a global orientation. And then the Gen Y too, they want more flexibility. They want that separation of working on the farm and family time.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Cheese gained value on the world market, but lost value domestically. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. First, a group of bipartisan senators is calling for fair dairy trade as part of trade talks with Canada. The senators say Canada has historically failed to live up to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement and is ignoring regulations under the current deal. The letter to the Secretaries of Agriculture, Commerce, and the U.S. Trade Representative also says Canada is negatively impacting global markets by exporting excessive amounts of dairy protein at artificially low prices. That letter was sent by Democrats Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, along with Republicans Roger Marshall of Kansas and Joni Ernst from Iowa. There was no change in the global dairy trade index in Tuesday's trading session. Price gains for butter, cheese, and whole milk powder offset losses for skim milk powder and anhydrous milk fat. The biggest gain was in the mozzarella cheese market, where prices rose 5.1%. There were 11 winning bidders in 18 rounds of bidding, selling a total of 19,540 metric tons of dairy products. Cash dairy prices were mixed Tuesday as cheese values continued to fall on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was up a penny at 46 cents with one sale at that price. 40-pound cheese block prices were down 7 more cents at 157.5, two sales recorded. Cheese barrels down 5.5 cents, 157 with one sale. Butter was down 0.75 cents to 229.5 with six sales. Non-fat dry milk remained unchanged at 115.5 with no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. For more market information, go to brownfieldagnews.com.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Attention cattle producers. RedFest is coming up this Sunday, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. Come early to check out 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. Now is the time to register to bid online at Cattle USA or DV Auction. For complete details on all the top genetics, visit redfestsale.com. Now get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you this Sunday at RedFest.
Today looks like it could be a mess with a little bit of rain mixing in with snow, maybe 1 to 3 inches this afternoon, and additional accumulations possible tonight. A winter weather advisory will be in effect for Vernon County from noon until 10, and a wind advisory for the rest of the area this afternoon. Northeast winds 15 to 25 with gusts 40 to 45 for this afternoon and for this evening as well. Thursday, lots of sunshine, but cool and a high of 40. Right now, we start out at 34, up one from the overnight low. We'll have more about the weather coming up with the man, the myth, the legend, Tony Schumacher, just before 6. Here's Eddie Arnold on the Milk House Show.
What's he doing in my world? What's he doing holding my world? If he's not more than just a friend, why were you kissing him? And what's he doing in my world? What's he doing in my world? Did you tell him that you're my girl? If your love is really true, tell him my world's made for two. What's he doing in my world? Oh, don't let me keep on wondering just what you're gonna do. Wondering if the one I love loves somebody new. What's he doing in my world? We don't need him in our world. So if it's true he's just a friend, explain those kisses you gave him. And what's he doing in my world?
What's he doing
in my world? I have lifted up the corners of my heart so that you can come into the warmest part. And I have broken down the fences of my mind. I think about your loving all the time.
And I have lifted up the corners of my heart so you can come into the warmest part. On my mind,
and I just
think about your loving all the time.
I know we stand together on the edge of something wonderful. We can shake or take it all the way. I know that love can hurt me, it can really put me under.
corners of my heart.
So you can,
come into the warmest part.
And I have
broken down the fences of my mind.
And I just
think about your loving all the time.
And I have
lifted up the corners of my heart.
Country hit for the Osmond Brothers on WRCO Radio. I think about your loving. Coming up, Tony's weather and more hoot and hijinks here during our early morning get-together. Light in the Milk House Show, powered by Brouhaha Roasters. Coffee that is worth looking for in our area businesses.
Had my golf clubs on my shoulder when you saw me first today. Wearing my old army sweater that you thought you threw away. And when you saw me standing there, you shook your head and sighed. When you saw I'd bought a six-pack, I thought you were gonna cry. Your man loves you, honey, and I don't know what else to say. Your man loves you, honey, but you can't change my way. Now before you say you're angry, remember what I did. Went to church with you last Sunday, took your mama and the kids. Sat right up and heard the preaching, even wore my Christmas tie. I'm not much on organ music, five-string banjo's more my style. Your man loves you, honey, and I don't know what else to say. Your man loves you, honey, but you can't change my way. Oh, you should have had a knight in armor and a castle fair. Not some restless cowboy, faded jeans and shaggy hair. I can't make it, babe, without you, and you know that it's true. Keep me around for laughs, so I've been good for one or two. Honey, I don't know what else to say. Your man loves you, honey, but you can't change my way.
Tom T. Hall on the Light in the Milk House Show from WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing?
Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's. Jones
Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Still watching a strong low pressure system currently centered near Kansas City slide northeast today. This will bring quite a mix of weather to the region, ranging from rain and thunderstorms, could see at least a half inch of rain, changing over to wet heavy snow, especially in the northwest and north parts of our region, where some places might see 5 or 6 inches up toward Vernon County into Monroe County. Otherwise, blizzard conditions expected in parts of northern Iowa and southeast Minnesota as well. The storm system will gradually move away late tonight. Things will dry out, but travel will still be a bit difficult out there. Keep that in mind. Then we'll have lots of sunshine tomorrow as you're scraping off your sidewalks and driveways. Things will be a little chilly. Warming up somewhat for Friday, but another weak weather system coming in might bring us a couple of light showers in the afternoon. We'll have a somewhat stronger system impact us on Sunday, so stay tuned for updates. So today we have a winter weather advisory for Vernon County from noon through 10 p.m. and a wind advisory for the rest of the region this afternoon through late tonight. Windy today with rain developing this morning, turning to wet snow in the afternoon. Looks like about 1 to 3 inches of snow could pile up by late afternoon, heaviest northwest of Richland County. High temperature 41 in the morning, falling in the afternoon. Northeast wind 15 to 25, gusting up over 40. Windy and colder tonight with snow ending by late evening. Another inch or two is possible. Low temperature 24. North wind 15 to 25, gusting to 40 early, turning northwest and tapering a touch later on. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high of 40, not quite as windy. Friday, a chance of some light rain showers in the afternoon to evening, high of 50. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 38. We do expect some rain and snow on Sunday, high 43. There might even be slushy accumulations going into Sunday night, and still a few snow showers on Monday, high 39. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
34 degrees and cloudy, 64 was yesterday's high, record high 75 in 1976, record low 8 degrees below zero in 1923. Last year's high was 57 and the low 30. Sunset will happen at 7:12 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning around 5 minutes after 7. This morning, right around the same time. This morning, all right. Tomorrow, maybe we'll be doing a little scraping and shoveling the way it sounds in the forecast with snow coming in a little bit later on today. West to northwest winds right now are 5 miles per hour. Barometer at 30.05 and no precipitation today. We've been as warm as 39, as low as 33. Right now, it is 34 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop, by the Homesteaders Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A rare statement from the Supreme Court. Justice John Roberts rebuking President Trump's call for the impeachment of a federal judge who ruled against his administration.
The president denying that his administration defied Judge James Boasberg's order to stop the deportations of hundreds of alleged Venezuelan gang members. Now, Trump is calling for the judge to be impeached. The attacks on judges prompt